Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by Gillette Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Northeast Men's Health, and John Sewer and Drain Cleaning. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
A little after 5 o'clock. We're going to get through the drive in a second, but you guys know I need to retort sometimes, fight with people sometimes. I have a question.
Here we go.
Positive a day. Let's get to it.
No, serious question.
When what do we have to clean up after you for?
When you're going to reply to a tweet that is like you're maybe questioning or you're trolling, whatever, do you usually check to see the time of the tweet just to see and, you know, correlation to real life when it was sent? Because I'm getting all these replies now at 5 o'clock on Monday to a tweet I sent yesterday that said something like Drake May looking a little skittish in the pocket early in the game or whatever. And they're all replying, delete this. This didn't age well. Like,
that's you.
That's kind of how sporting events work. Like, you're commenting on live action in real time. If you go back on my timeline, you can also find plenty of tweets where I'm raving about what Drake May did in the second half. Why would you? Also, this could just be a bot thing, and let me know if I'm fighting with bots. Why would you reply to people like 20 hours later for a very specific time-based tweet? Who does that? Are you just being a dink? Are you a troll?
Yes. Yep. Dinks, trolls, people that are looking for a reason to get into your business in your mentions or under your skin. It's amazing. Or people that are just searching. I wonder what people are saying about Drake May today. Oh, why did this come up? What a loser this guy is. I can't believe he didn't delete. Yeah, the idea that you are not allowed to say anything in real time or that you can't... You can't just sort of leave that out there. Sometimes I'll go back and quote tweet my own stuff, and people still bust your chops about it and feel like, yeah, I got the emotional upper hand on that guy on social media over his analysis of that play. Like, is that all you have to do?
Uh-oh, Dan Ball has a smirk on his face and his hand raised. Yes, Dan Ball.
No, you're arguing with real people. Don't you love the opinions of Michael 812-67864?
So am I fighting with bots? Is that how this works?
No, some of these people seem real, but yeah, they're all trying to make fun of you in post when if you scroll up three or four tweets, it's, oh, Drake May had an incredible game. He's right. The best. I love him.
Right. Like, so this would eliminate any like real time analysis. It's like when people get mad at us week to week and we do a radio show Monday through Friday, week to week, and it's a 17 game season. Did he suck in week one? He sucked in week one, in my opinion. Has he sucked since? No, he's been awesome since. But I didn't know weeks 2 through 5 were going to be awesome when week 1 was taking place. We can only react in real time. The real time right now is just after 5, and it's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Patriots 23, Bills 20. That's how it went down last night. 3-point win. Andy Borregaila's field goal, as some of us in the media predicted and expected. Some of us here on this show predicted and expected. Others, not so much. Drake May had a 101.1 passer rating. He went 22 of 30, 273 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Interestingly, very similar numbers to the guy he's always compared to, except for touchdowns and interceptions. But you had Josh Allen go 22 of 31, so one more attempt, same completions, 253 yards, a little less than Drake May, for a 103.3 rating. So the comparisons there remain interesting. But Drake May bested his most common comp quarterback. And now all the numbers are out there. He's top 5 in completion percentage and yards and all these EPAs and CPUs and whatever else he's ranked in. And I ask you this, Fitzy. He is a top X quarterback in the National Football League right now.
Right now, Drake May is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Ooh, doggy. Can you raise me 5? Can you go top 5? How far are we from top 5? Burrow's out. Lamar is out. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of guys that aren't in that conversation that are usually in that conversation.
Then if we're going to have this I did not expect to be having this conversation on Monday, October 6th in the 5 o'clock hour of a radio show, but Drake May and Daniel Jones need to be mentioned in the same sentence right now.
Oh, wait, but is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a weird thing.
So
it's a good thing and it's a weird thing.
Are we saying Drake May are top 5 and Daniel Jones are top 5 quarterbacks, but
top 10 quarterbacks right now.
But Lamar and Joe Burrow aren't because they're not even quarterbacks right now because they're not even it's
on field healthy. Yes, you can't be a top 10 quarterback if you're not playing football.
Yeah, this is a weird world. This is why these things get you in trouble. This is why people criticize us when we make comments in real time, because we don't know what's going to happen. Is Joe Burrow bigger picture, the better quarterback? Probably still. Notice I said probably there, though.
Should have a lot of years. I mean, is Dak Prescott is playing out of his mind right now. Is Dak Prescott a better quarterback than Drake May? I mean, he's far more experienced.
And more accomplished. He's put up some ridiculous numbers.
But is he a Cowboys Hall of Famer?
Yes, he's a Cowboys Hall of Famer. He's been a Cowboys Hall of Famer for now, you trolling dink back there behind
Now
the
we
glass.
Know who Mikey 082613 is.
Now we know where his burner phone sits, just to the left of his hand there when he's doing this radio show.
Don't answer the trolls, Andy. I keep telling you.
Baker Mayfield might be...
Top five.
Okay, yeah. Is it... Can the argument be made? Baker Mayfield right now is currently playing the quarterback position the best in the NFL.
He's up there.
Who's playing better than him right now?
Jared Goff's been pretty good.
Who are you and what did you do with Andy Hart?
I just
apologized 3 times today and now you complimented Jared Goff.
This is why you people don't know me as well as you think you do. I call it like I see it at all times. Jared Goff is playing well, right? So I have to say, would I want him as my quarterback? Would I want to count on him? No. Do I think it's interesting that the biggest hardo coach in history has the biggest softy quarterback in history, and that's a weird marriage, and it's working in Detroit? Yes, it's all very strange.
And there goes the compliment, Fitzy.
You find a way to absolutely, like, you paint a fresh compliment, and then you drive your truck right over it.
I would also say Josh Allen remains the best quarterback in football. Even though you beat him last night, and he threw a pick, he had some nice runs. He threw the ball well. He didn't fumble it twice. It was his guys that fumbled it twice. I would say Josh Allen is still playing the best and is the best as the reigning MVP. He is the measuring stick. The question is, are you within 6 spots of him? Are you coming down the home stretch, taking that final turn pretty quick? And I will say, you know how they like to do in like stocks or like the fastest growing company in America or the fastest growing... Drake May might be the fastest growing stock in America.
Oh, his right now, everyone is so in on the futures of Drake May that people that were in on them earlier are like, oh, man, you should have got it when it was on the ground floor because now it's going to go through the roof.
And you know what it makes? It also makes the Ted Johnsons and the Andy Harts of the world, guys who have been year plus long supporters, believers, you know me, diamond can't be broken kind of thing.
I can.
It makes me say, why did you question him for that one wavering week early in the year after week one? What were you thinking?
You asked him if winning was a priority.
Yeah. In hindsight, it seems like it's a priority to him.
No, the Schefters believe in Drake May, for the record.
The Schefters didn't get very good points, though, yesterday from Drake May, because Drake May didn't find the end zone as a runner or as a passer. So that hurts the Schefters' points. But, yeah, Drake May is, I think you have to say he's a top 10 quarterback right now. Dan Ball, you can weigh in. You're the analytics guy. Is Drake May definitively October the 6th, five games into the season, a top 10 quarterback right now
for the 2025 season?
Yes,
with what we see
right now.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. you can't argue against that.
And again, it helps him when like Joe Burrow isn't playing, so Joe Burrow's out of the equation.
Right, but statistics is one thing, and kind of to your point, the statistics yesterday were fine. The throws that were made under pressure, the stepping up from first half to second half when the pressure was mounting, that's top 10 quarterback stuff. That's winning quarterback stuff. And that's also stuff we weren't seeing in week one. So I think anybody who was questioning it after the first week is more than justified.
Big-time throws, Andy. Big-time, that new analytic, big-time throws.
I also think the really interesting question that's developing isn't just where he ranks among all quarterbacks, but as we continue to relitigate that 2024 draft class, Jaden Daniels is back on the field. So he's making plays. He gets a nice win. Jaden Daniels remains the measuring stick. You're battling for second place still. Bo Nix goes out there and gets a big win. Bo Nix, I forgot what the numbers were down the stretch, but his numbers were unbelievable in the fourth quarter to upset the Eagles, who somebody should not have picked. But we'll get to that later in the recap of the pick six or the Andy Hart donation program. Yes, Dan Ball.
Down the stretch, 9 for 10, 126 passing yards, a touchdown, and 3 for 3 scoring drives for Nix.
So is Drake May even the second best quarterback in that draft class yet? If we're anointing him a top 10 quarterback, is Bo Nix a top 10 quarterback?
He could be nipping at the heels of the top 10 or just like right on the very outskirts. I mean, between Drake May and Bo Nix, I'll take Drake May. It's not by a massive margin nor just because of, you know, a homerism. I would say I would take Drake May over Bo Nix, but not by a landslide.
I would take Drake May every day, but I think you have to acknowledge that in a year plus, Bo Nix has accomplished more. Bo Nix was just as good or better this week down the home stretch for a key upset win for the Broncos. So I as much as we get ahead of ourselves, Bo Nix has been really good. Just to put it in numerical relativity, the Drake May statistics through 5 weeks. We still have Monday Night Football, so these are subject to change. Second in completion percentage. Third in completion percentage over expected. Fifth in yards. Fifth in yards per attempt. Sixth in EPA per play. Seventh in success rate. So all of those numbers are in the top seven. Never mind 10, the top seven. So, yes, I think Drake May is a top 10 quarterback, but you probably have to put Bo Nix in there. And then you get into these other guys. Is Jalen Hurts playing at a top 10 quarterback level, a top five quarterback level? Jalen Hurts' resume, Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl loser, multiple Super Bowls, all that is good. How well is he playing right now? Because all I hear about is the bitching how bad the Eagles' offense is.
Do you get automatic entry into the top 10 quarterback club when you are coming off of a Super Bowl victory?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think he might have stolen the fifth spot in the top five because you had the locked in four and then you were looking to fill out the top five. I think Jalen Hurts was locking down that fifth spot with a lot of people. And now you have Saquon Barkley not playing well, A.J. Brown not playing well and not happy. They lose a football game. Their offensive line is not actually playing all that well. It's interesting. So as we move on from the quarterback position, one of the reasons Drake May is making so many plays is his wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. And Diggs is a really interesting guy because I think there were a lot of preconceived notions for a lot of us on Stephon Diggs. I think there were some people that thought, oh my God, you're actually getting a legit wide receiver one. But I also think there was more of us that thought, is he good for Drake May? Is he going to bitch for the ball? Is he going to be a negative drain on Drake May too early in his career, in his development? Well, Drake May was asked about Stephon Diggs, and I think he's enjoying the relationship so far. Have you been honestly pleasantly surprised with what he's brought to the table coming off such a major injury?
You know what? I think just by the way he works and the way he loves ball, you know, I'm really not surprised. I think he comes in here and his mindset from the time we signed him was, you know, I want to be ready to go, you know, week one, and he's just been continuing to get better and better and keeps looking better and better, you know, out there on the field and just get more and more comfortable. He's a great player. So it's fun to have him out there with us.
I got to say ball more. Really? Like, that's how you sound like you know what you're talking about. You don't say football. It's not how Stephon Diggs knows football. It's how he knows ball. You know ball. If you know ball, you know ball. You know what I'm saying, Fitzy. Stephon Diggs, has he altered your opinion of him? Is he better than you expected? Is Stephon Diggs a top half of the league number one receiver? Top three quarters of the league? Is he a legit number one receiver? How is he changing your opinions of him?
He is absolutely a top half of the league receiver at this point. Statistically, he's tied for 10th, I believe, with receptions and yardage. He looks great. And while he's not, when people think number one receiver, they think downfield threat. They see fantasy points, touchdowns. To me, it's how does he elevate the overall offense? How does he elevate the compete level? And most importantly, how does he elevate the play of your quarterback? And to that third point, he has elevated Drake May. He is part of the equation that is unlocking the full comportment of Drake May's abilities and talents as a sophomore signal caller. So you can't argue with the fact that Stephon Diggs is not only worth everything that they're paying him, juice is worth the squeeze. As a matter of fact, the juice that he's putting out is what's helping fire up that team. You can say that the engine of the New England Patriots on that Sunday night against Buffalo was largely powered by both the vengeance and the spite and the competitive angst of Stephon Diggs, who was just awesome at every level last night.
So, Stiz, you're the closest thing I have to a street.
Real awesome guy.
Drug dealer?
Yes. Street. No, that was hurtful. Streets are talking.
My God.
Social media analyst. So I go to you because I know you live in that world
I
on social media.
Keep my ear to the streets, Andy.
Stephon Diggs, everything that's going on with him on like social media and off the field, is it a concern? Because that is the only concern I have with Stephon Diggs right now. I think he has been a better leader, player, teammate, energy guy, whatever you want to call it, everything. Other than these little brush fires of whatever the hell goes on in his personal life and on social media. So, Stiz, as the closest thing I have to an expert, should I worry about that?
I'm going to be honest, guys. At the beginning of the season, preseason camp, the boat incident, he's beefing with Offset, Cardi B's ex-husband, whatever, baby daddy. They're threatening to kill each other on social. I was concerned. And
yes.
I was telling you guys, like, this may be a problem, but I have to admit, after that, I think it was like the press conference where he addressed the Boston media.
Yes.
He's been awesome. Like, I was thinking that this morning driving in, like, all my concerns have pretty much been quelled. So, like, knock on wood, let's hope that continues. But yeah, he's really proven me wrong.
Because I've even seen people try to make like comparisons or allusions to Antonio Brown and how that was treated differently
and what he did. Night and day.
If you tell me don't worry about it, and you're telling me don't worry about it, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think Steph Diggs is he's professional. He's here to play ball. He wants to win.
Okay, because everything I've seen in that area has been way better than I could have expected. All of that stuff is good. And if you tell me to disregard whatever the hell's going on with social media and his personal life.
Now, I'm not saying tomorrow he can't fire off a tweet that's going to alarm all of us again. But as of right now, October 6th, he's doing a very good job. 12 p.m. Yeah, there's been no complete about face.
But he did show, as Stiz pointed out, he did show a maturation point. That press conference talking about, yeah, I know I was a pain in the ass. I could do better. We could have conversations and get to the bottom of these things. Like, that took a level of accountability that I wasn't sure he was ready for or had in him.
Because you know what's worse than not having a number one wide receiver, in my opinion, would be? Having one for like 3 weeks and then something goes sideways and you lose Stephon Diggs, a.k.a. Antonio Brown. Back in the day with Tom Brady. I mean, you have a guy, 100 yards last week, 146 yards this week. I'm guessing sooner or later he's going to get into the end zone. He's making plays. He's catching virtually every ball thrown his way. I wouldn't want to see what this offense would suddenly become if you remove Stephon Diggs from it. Like, he has become entrenched and relied upon And I think the only way that, well, the two ways that goes sideways are injury, which is unfortunately what happened to him last year in Houston, or something weird in his personal life.
He's getting in the end zone next week. I'd put my very few possessions on it.
Okay, I just say money. I didn't know where you were going there.
I was thinking house, and then I'm like,
you were
going to
go somewhere sexual with that. Like, I'd put my
junk. I thought he was going to say like my junk on it, or like pull a Mike Vrabel. I'd cut off my junk to give it. Like, no, just say you'd put your money on it.
Take the anytime tutty from Steph Diggs next week.
Okay, I might take that advice. Speaking of the Patriots, this side, the defense, the playmaking. Last night, our guy who made plays a couple weeks ago in the punt return game to win them a football game, Marcus Jones, had a turnover, and he's feeling pretty good about where this defense can go.
My main thing is just doing whatever I need to do for the team to get a W, you know, whether it's, you know, fitting the right gap and stuff, returning the ball, you know, setting up the offense and things like that, and then also making plays to where we can get the ball back to our offense, or, you know, even putting points on the board on defense and stuff is very important. We always talked about it, you know, the best players got to make the best plays and everything like that for the team to succeed.
And Marcus Jones has become one of their best players. And Fitzy, you made fun of me earlier, so now hopefully he's not in his car listening anymore. He's already home and whatever. I have not always been the biggest believer in Marcus Jones and his defensive abilities. I think he's kind of been their third corner out of need more than out of, oh, he's clearly the right guy for the job. This year he's been really good.
And there have been times, though, in his brief NFL career, now in his fourth season, where he's had to shift from the slot to the outside, and he's played very well. He's just durability has been probably his, you know, least favorable asset. Like, that's what's been a knock on him. Like, he's, how many times has he finished the season on IR? Two out of the first three seasons in the NFL? Like, it's a problem. He's a smaller guy. Maybe his training was better this offseason. Maybe this style of defense suits him better. Who knows? But he's playing cornerback at the best level possible. We know he's the most dangerous punt returner in the NFL. Like, his overall game is excellent, and I think this is a guy the Patriots could ill afford to lose this offseason. Talk about, like, oh, how big is the bag Gonzo's going to get after his third year? Like, Marcus Jones isn't going to come cheap.
Huh, that's interesting. I hadn't really thought about that. What's the value on Marcus Jones as he develops as a better cornerback and is already entrenched as arguably the best punt returner in the National Football League and all pro? Yeah, they are going to have to spend money. Then you're going to have Drake May on the horizon for $500 million. No wonder they're selling 8% of the team to get some cash infused into the old bank account. I'm going to choose to believe that's for those guys and not the Rev Stadium like Fitzy's dead and Fitzy's probably right about, unfortunately. 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls. Up next, we also have to get to, because Dan tells me we have to, because we've been doing it for 5 weeks, we apparently have to talk about our Pick Six Parlay. Which,
time to talk about Andy's donation.
Continues to cost me money and continues to show that we are not very good at picking football games against the spread. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Patriots have now won back-to-back games for the first time since 2022. They beat the Bills in Buffalo 23-20 last night. With his performance on Sunday night, Drake May joined Tom Brady as the only players in NFL history with four or more consecutive games in a single season with more than 200 passing yards, a completion percentage better than 73.3, and a passer rating over 100. Patriots running back Antonio Gibson was injured on a kick return in the second quarter. From ESPN's Adam Schefter earlier today, tests revealed that Gibson suffered a season-ending torn ACL. Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson are the only healthy running backs currently on the active roster. New England continues their road trip next Sunday afternoon in New Orleans against the Saints. Tonight, meanwhile, Week 5 in the NFL continues and wraps up as the 2-2 Chiefs visit the 3-1 Jaguars. Kickoff is at 8:15. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI at 7 p.m. after the Christian Arcand Show. From around Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays took a 2-0 series lead with a 13-7 win over the Yankees yesterday. The Mariners even up their series with the Tigers with a 3-2 home win yesterday as well. Tonight, the Phillies host the Dodgers for Game 2. First pitch of that one is at 6:08. Blake Snell, Jesus Luzardo, your pitching matchup there. LA leads that series 1-0. And in the late game, the Cubs visit the Brewers. First pitch for that one is at 9:08. Shota Imanaga, Aaron Ashby, your pitching matchup there. Milwaukee leads the series 1-0. The Bruins open the 2025-26 season in Washington against the Capitals on Wednesday night. Puck drop is at 7:30. Boston then hosts the Chicago Blackhawks. Blackhawks the following night, and the Revolution were beaten by Inter Miami CF on Saturday by a score of 4-1. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Time now for our league leaders and who's circling the drain segment presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. I am among the league leaders in donations to various gambling apps thanks to this freaking parlay that is circling the drains. We needed Ted Johnson to save us from what would have been what is there a name for
double sombrero?
But like, what's a like? I think it's very impressive to get a six leg parlay completely wrong. It's almost as impressive as getting it completely right. And we almost got all six games wrong. That there should be a name for that. There should absolutely be a name for that, and it should pay you something. It should be like, I don't know. You know how in last place in something they give you your money back? I feel like there should be a pity. You got all six legs wrong, you can have your money back. But, yeah, it was
it's not going to. They're not going to give you your money back, Andy. I'm sorry.
They never do. Yeah. They never do. Even when I win, I lose.
You don't get a no-sweat bet out of going 0 for 6.
And we didn't even go 0 for 6. We couldn't even nail the wrongo. We got one right to screw up the continuity. But it is time now for our pick 6 recap.
Pick six.
He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
All right, Andrew. Here is how you lost your $2 donation this week. Coming into the week, we were feeling all right. We were 2-4 the week prior, but we were making up a little bit of momentum. Ted and I were 3-1. Andy, Fitzy, Stiz, Brian, 1-3, looking for a little momentum going into week 5. Andy, you're laughing. Why?
because we suck.
Oh,
like,
well,
when
yeah.
you put it in perspective,
yeah.
I'm like, wow, 1-5 is terrible. Not really. You were 2-4. It's yeah. what you do.
That was our big victory last week over this week was 2-4 versus 1-5.
Is it okay if I start fading us and actually going oppo?
You should try that.
Does that count?
You should try that.
Good Lord. You guys suck.
Okay, well, so do you, and here's why, Stiz.
Denver's longest play of the day, 34 yards. Back they go to Ingram, balanced, and dives. Touchdown, Denver. Evan Ingram. Here's the rollout, the throw, it's there. And the Broncos have taken the lead.
Broncos win despite being 1-6 all-time at Lincoln Financial Field going into the game. Bo Nix was not the only member of the 2024 draft class with a great fourth quarter, as we told you about earlier. 9 for 10, 126 passing yards, a touchdown, and 3 for 3 on scoring drives overall. It was 21-17 Broncos and a loss for Andy Hart and his Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles are a little bit of a weird mess right now. I know they hit the big play to Saquon Barkley, but they still can't get him going on the ground. They're supposed to have a great offensive line, except they're not running the ball very well. They're supposed to have great receivers. And then I thought the visualization of their world right now, did you guys see the Hail Mary at the end where A.J. Brown is hugging around Devontae Smith as they both try to catch the football? And I really believe either one of them by themselves would have caught the football and yep. pulled the victory out, and yet they're fighting for the football. So it falls incomplete because your star wide receivers can't catch the ball. They're a strange mess right now with their first loss of the season.
Okay, I guess we'll leave that one there and move on to Fitzy's pick. He had the Giants plus 1.5. How'd that one go?
Dart in the shotgun, Scattaboo. And the ball came out. No whistle. Howden going the other way. Howden's going to go the distance, and we'll have to see if this one stands.
This is the first time since at least 2000 that the New York Giants have had a turnover on four straight possessions. Jackson Dart not quite as sharp in that second half. In the game, Alvin Kamara moved into fifth all-time in receptions by a running back in NFL history, passing Marcus Allen. 26-14, Saints, your final. Giants, Fitzy, unable to ride the wave of Jackson Dart into a second week.
Yeah, I liked it better when it was 14-3 Giants. And then it stopped being 14-3, and then it turned into 26-14. I actually thought I was going to pull that one out for us, guys. I really did. I thought they were going to ride that wave of momentum from his first start beating the Chargers at the Meadowlands straight down to New Orleans, beat up the Saints, nice and good for us to swoop in there next week and take care of business. And instead, now we've given them momentum and cost us a leg in the pick six. So, the old daily double from Fitzy there. Thanks.
I've been watching some of these interviews with Jackson Dart, and I do kind of like his comportment and what he brings to the podium. And the first week when he talked about Russell Wilson and how he couldn't have been any greater as a veteran, blah, blah, blah. And then this week it was something to the effect of like feeling the pressure. And he's like, I'm not a rookie quarterback. I'm the quarterback. And when you're the quarterback, you got to get the job done.
The accountability of, oh, I'm the leader of the offense.
Yes, I like
what
that. I like that a lot. Now you just got to actually do it.
Mike Vrabel's like, why can't I get answers from my quarterback like that? Oh, I'm kidding. He had a great day. He was great. Get a better phone and I'll talk nicely about you. To Ted's pick, Stiz.
Swing it out to Gibbs with blockers in front. Gibbs weaving through traffic. Inside the five. Fights his way to the goal line. Touchdown, Jahmyr Gibbs. Touchdown, Lions.
This is a great effort by Jahmyr Gibbs. Again, showing that he's more than just a dynamic athlete. Because if you watch this, okay, ball's in his hand. Okay, are we going to get in? It looks like we've got some good support. We got inside out there. We got good blocks on the outside. Geno Stone just not coming to balance as he's coming in to make a tackle. And then you get a couple of guys, you got your teammates in there behind you pushing you across that goal line.
Lions offense at it again, 37-24 over the Bengals. Ted covers his -9.5 from Lions PR. Andy, here comes a compliment for Jared Goff. The only quarterbacks in NFL history to complete 75% of their passes, throw for 12 or more touchdowns, and total a passer rating of 120 or more through five games in any season. Jared Goff this year, Peyton Manning in 2013.
Pop quiz from the Andy Hart desk of pop quizzes. Anyone who can name the offensive coordinator of the Lions?
Jeez.
Wait, like, you knew Ben Johnson really great. Oh, they were awesome. They scored a lot of points. They were creative. They're still awesome. They still score points, and they're still creative. Who's the guy doing it?
Rick Brownhouse?
Nope, John Morton is the offensive coordinator of the Lions. And you know what this feels like? It's very early on in the process. But remember the old days, like Josh McDaniels would leave or Eric Mangini would leave and they would fail and people would be like, yeah, because you're not getting Belichick. I think it's become clear Belichick is the reason. Do we have to accept that Dan Campbell is the reason? Dan Campbell is the brains, behind the operation.
He is the balls of brass behind that entire operation. Absolutely.
Because Ben Johnson, meh so far for me. And he's staring down women, being a bit of a bully. And you got Aaron Glenn, who looking like he might be a one-and-done debacle with the Jets.
Yikes.
So, but that's just the kryptonite of the Jets. Like, they're just going to continue ruining people until somebody else buys that team and reruns that entire organization.
I think Dan Campbell sets a hell of a tone, Andy, but I think it's Amon-Ra St. Brown, it's Jahmyr Gibbs, it's David, it's Penei Sewell. It's just an elite group of offensive players that I feel like almost any offensive coordinator could have success with.
Well, which by next extension, in my comparison to the Patriots, would be what everybody else is saying is like, maybe it was just the players back then. Maybe it was Brady 150%. Maybe it was Rodney Harrison and Mike Vrabel and all those guys on defense holding each other accountable. It's always the players. And you know who says that?
Who?
Mike Vrabel.
There
Boom,
you go.
Landed it.
All right, on we go, Stiz.
Here, Commander's just going to go with 1:14 to go. It's Daniels. Pressure, floating one for the corner. Debo Samuel, he's got it. That's the exclamation point.
Exclamation point on a 27-10 win for the Commanders. A lot of mistakes for the Chargers. The Commanders have now scored 18 or more points in 22 straight games, 10th longest streak in NFL history. Things going from bad to worse for L.A. Rookie running back Omarion Hampton has been placed on injured reserve due to an ankle injury. He will miss at least the next four games. Commanders with Jaden Daniels back under center. Andy Hart, a winner this weekend.
Yes, and Tom Brady earning his $37 million by laughing while the call of the game was being made.
God.
What does he do?
Dude.
Did you, like, I watched some of that yesterday and really tried to focus on what he says. I don't think he's very good. I do not think he is very good. I don't think he's overly well-spoken, concise, informative. Anything that you might tell you would give you value of $37 million, he ain't it. He brings his name and that's it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, Fitzy. What is he? He's Tom Brady, and that seems to bring an audience, I say, with a question mark at the end.
Yeah, I mean, the highlight of Brady's Sunday was trolling Gronk in studio over Hunter Henry being the greatest tight end in Patriots history. As far as the game calls go, meh.
Interesting. Studio. Maybe that's where he should belong, but you can't pay $37 million for an analyst.
Or just go be an owner.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Go
Let's
away.
Focus on
or
that.
Or just go be a Saudi Arabian flag football guy.
And we're handing it over to our excellency. Stiz, next pick, please.
Hand off at second down. Look at this! Dowdle! Still on his feet! What an afternoon for Rico Dowdle! Oh, this kid's found a home! I want you to watch right here. Watch this combination between center and guard. And watch him come off the guard Christensen late on the double team. Here he goes.
You want to see a sad head coach? Go watch the video of Mike McDaniel walking off the field after the Carolina Panthers came back to defeat the Dolphins 27-24. The highlight was from Eric Collins, who had a hell of an NFL debut behind the mic. But undrafted free agent Rico Dowdle, 234 yards from scrimmage, is only second to Christian McCaffrey for the most in a game all time in Carolina Panthers history. Filled in for Chuba Hubbard and filled in very well.
Dowdle McCaffrey, same kind of thing.
Saying the same name twice.
Real quick, did you say that was that guy's debut? The announcer?
I believe I saw that on Twitter. I apologize if I got that wrong. I think it was
No, I don't know. Like, that was very cool, though. That call right there. I like when there's a little emotion, voice crack, actual true energy. And
yeah, working with our guy Stink, too.
Dolphins were up 17-0. I was like, oh, I got this. I got this.
You don't ever say that when you're gambling. You don't ever say, I got this. It's over. Good Lord.
Yeah, by the way, that was Charlotte Hornets play-by-play announcer Eric Collins, who is known for being very excitable, kind of Gus Johnson-esque screaming.
Okay.
He called the game. It was his NFL debut. So congrats to him.
And appropriate when a guy is having a potential career day for you to get that excited.
There you go. It added a lot to the call, and the Dolphins continue to fall. So Stiz lost his pick, as did I. Last one, Brian's pick.
Jones sets a throw. He can run it.
He can throw it. Diving in the end zone. Touchdown, Colts. Michael Pittman.
Missed this one just by a hair. Raiders plus 7. Your final was Colts 40. Raiders 6. Players with 3 or more rushing touchdowns in a single game this season. That's Jonathan Taylor, and that's it. But he has done it twice. The Colts offense rolling once again, and they stomp the Las Vegas Raiders this week, Fitzy.
They have like two potential MVP candidates on the same offense, neither of which any one of us in Football America would have possibly thought would be MVP candidates. In a rejuvenated Jonathan Taylor and Daniel freaking Jones, Andy.
Yeah, but we're 5 games in. Let's see where this goes. Okay. It's still a short period. But no, they are an interesting story, and I keep going back to the owner that everybody wants to rip because she's on the sideline and she's at practice and she's doing all these things. Well, it's guess working. What? You know what she's doing? Collecting dubs. She's eating dubs like Jameis Winston. Also, can we get back to Brian for a minute here? Can you give us a competitive effort? 40-6? That never had a shot. At least some of us were in the realm of victory, in the realm of close games. That's an embarrassment, Brian.
Brady should also go back and focus on his team since he's making 6-7 level commentary and getting paid bazillions for it. And the football team he's a minority owner in stinks.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. And putting the odd in everything these days is Bill Belichick, how he's treating Drake May, how he's treating the Patriots' victory, and how he's treating recruits. Mike Lombardi's letter trying to drum up a little support for UNC Tar Heels. That's all next in Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons.
I don't even know what that means, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. So we had the latest, greatest, and I'm sure we'll revisit this tomorrow because Ted Johnson has never been one to allow a Bill Belichick opportunity to slip by. But the latest out of UNC, a couple latests. First of all, there was a letter sent out by Mike Lombardi, their GM, over the weekend that to recruits and prospects about we're building something and there's a process here, to which some of the current players were very pissed off about, adversely reacted, saying, I'm just trying to win. I don't care what y'all are building, which is also the way college football works now. It's year to year with NIL and transfer portal. But the bombshell today from Ross Martin, the college editor at 24/7 Sports. I once read that as 247 Sports, but I learned 24/7 Sports and CBS Sports. According to sources inside the UNC football program, it is a directive from the staff, parentheses Bill Belichick, to not tweet, retweet anything Patriots related. That's clearly why UNC football has not posted anything from Drake May's electric primetime win.
Fake news.
Over the Buffalo Bills. And that was true until this morning after this came out on Twitter from Ross Martin. Then UNC had a tweet about Drake May showing his play from last night, the one when he was being torn down by the defensive lineman. This is a mess. Bill Belichick continues to put Bill Belichick first and at the cost of his program, his players. What do you call him? Petty Krueger? Is that Stiz? Mm-hmm.
Petty Krueger.
Petty Krueger. I think that's disrespectful to Freddy Krueger. He's worse than that. He's uglier than that. It's sadder than that. Christian Arkan.
Hi.
How are we doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
Do you care at all about this ongoing Bill Belichick stuff, or is he like really close to becoming so bad it's irrelevant, it's no longer interesting anymore?
Well, I think the next big story of what is the next natural thing that's going to happen here is going to keep him back in the news cycle. Right. I mean, how much more of this can these boosters and all these people at this university where they have student athletes and you're talking about, hey, we're building something here, and yeah, sorry everybody that we made all these great promises to, but you're not really going to be a part of it. It's going to be, you know, years down the road, and you got to just bear with me. I know what I'm doing, and nothing about my behavior or the way the team's performing really backs up any of this, but you just got to trust me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it seems like there's only one real course for this, and it's going to be, you know, pretty ugly.
But will it be a mutual parting of ways, an amicable mutual split after the season?
What do you think? do you think it's going to be an amicable mutual split?
But I think
why would Bill want to
blame if he flames out there and they can him? Who's he going to blame this time?
He'll blame everybody else as he always has.
But why would it be mutual?
Because they'll make each other look good. Oh, well, they're just Bill's health.
Oh, yeah,
issue.
Bill's really making them look good these days.
I mean, they went all in to just fire him. The clown who ripped his sleeves off his sport coat or the suit coat, like, that's a bad look. I feel like it would benefit you to say it's not because it wasn't working. It's more because of X, Y, and Z, even though we can all see that it's not working.
Right.
It's hideous. And poor Stiz going down with the ship. We had our group text from the show, and he's like, oh, we're already getting killed. What was it, 75
first
yards?
Play the
first
game,
play
of the game, I'm out to lunch.
It was a double pass. Oh, that was amazing. Yeah.
And also, like, it's like 28-3 Clemson in the first quarter, and our guy Brian Frazoco tweets out like, oh, Belichick's come back from... No, he's not.
No, it's he's not coming back.
Not this time. No, they're there's no coming good. Back. This is over.
Yes, although I did see weirdly... he was on the odds list not only for next coach fired, I think he was also on the odds list to next coach at Penn State. I know Bill O'Brien was actually very high on that list for Bill O'Brien to be the next head coach at Penn State, even though he's not doing a great job as the head coach.
Bill
Boston
O'Brien
College.
Also not doing his Greg Hill hits anymore.
Very weird.
Saying, I'm all set with that.
That's very weird.
Why? I mean, they're tough on him, you know?
Yeah, no, so they're not, actually. They're not, no. It's a slap and tickle fun fest. That was very weird. There's a lot of weird stuff going on, but we are learning that maybe we can see why the Patriots weren't that good in recent years. Bill O'Brien struggling at BC. Bill Belichick struggling in Carolina.
Like, yeah.
There's some issues there in terms of the management.
Did you guys see the tweet over the weekend? Someone was like, actually, I think Brady was 150% yes. of the reason.
Yes. And there's, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just Brady, but I think the percentage for the players that Ted Johnson would be included in, Mike Vrabel would be included in, Rodney Harrison, all those guys include the percentage for just the players that they carried from that era, certainly growing with every moment. What do you got tonight on the Christian Arkan Show?
I got a big power hour coming your way. We're going to bask in the afterglow of that tremendous win yesterday. I have a take on it that I haven't really heard much of yet. But one thing that I want to say
no
is
no one's
that,
talking about, but they'll talk about it on Christian Arkan
I'll
Show.
I'll be talking about it. I want to give a big-time shout-out because these guys aren't getting enough credit for the fat guys. The fat guys on the Patriots on the defensive line who chased that guy all over the field on every single play, dead sprint. You saw all four of those guys in a dead sprint chasing after Josh Allen, and they got him once. And I think there was, like, what, four or five QB hits maybe about that? But, like, he, you know how he gets away, and he gets these throws off and everything. But they chased him relentlessly the entire game. They didn't stop once, and I thought that deserved more credit than it got.
Do they deserve credit for hitting the running back when he was down for 3 seconds, down on one knee, and then they blew him up for a 15-yard
That penalty? That was a linebacker, right? That was Landry, wasn't it?
No. It was one of the back. It was either Farms or, one of the backup.
Oh, you're right.
Line.
No, that wasn't great.
That.
But I did think their pursuit of Josh Allen, I thought, was admirable.
Okay. So we're now giving bonus points for trying here on the Christian Arcand Show. Stick around where effort matters. A power hour of Christian Arcand. He's going to yell at you for something, but you'll enjoy it. It'll be entertaining. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6, WEEI Afternoons. Ted Johnson will join the fun. We'll talk to our guy Mark Schlereth at 2:30 and Brian Hoyer. He is a big Drake May fan. I'm interested to see what he has to say about that performance in Buffalo. That's all tomorrow, 2 to 6, WEEI Afternoon. See ya. He'll finally talk to us, 4:30, here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball does not have what's trending because it's top of the hour. We'll be back after this.
Nailed it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.